Welcome to the Rural Pastor Podcast with your host, Pastor Andy Addis.
You plant the seeds in the ground, though the fields have long been brown. But Lord, when will your harvest come in? You're giving all you've got to give in the place where you've been sent. But will this labor make much difference in the end? Will no one ever know? Sometimes you feel so all alone. Like the prophet Jeremiah, you may be the one to go to the dying and the broken with a message of hope. To that church on the corner of that forgotten little town, with a room of empty pews where his love can still be found. You may never know of all the seeds you sow, but it just takes one willing soul to make him known.
Greetings, my friends, and welcome again to another edition of the Rural Pastor Podcast. If you're listening to this out of order, meaning it's an archived message, then this will have less impact. But if you're listening to this about the time of release, it is the last part of October in 2024, and October has become, in recent years, a very special time in the life of the church, hopefully, called Pastor Appreciation Month. The problem is, there are many congregations, many pastors, many ministries where you are often overlooked. And this particular holiday, I know it's kind of a Hallmark holiday, is not practiced. It doesn't matter, though. When you listen to Christian radio or you look on social media and you see that there are expressions of gratitude for pastors and ministries, and the weeks tick by and the conversations lapse and there's not really a note of gratitude or thanks. We all know that our gratitude should be toward the Lord and our thanks given to Him for the fact that we have the opportunity to do this. But in a culture where there are some pats on the back, some thank yous, maybe some Applebee's gift cards, things like that, and we seem to be missing out, it can be hurtful. So we want to dedicate this particular episode of the Rural Pastor Podcast, and I've got several voices that are going to join me here in just a minute or two. I want to dedicate this particular episode to all of you serving in small and out-of-the-way places where the gratitude that could be expressed to you that maybe hasn't, or the just forgetfulness of a congregation that doesn't mean anything by it but still happens, that we would stand in the gap and we would just say this October, thank you. We appreciate you, and Pastor, minister in that small rural church, in that out-of-the-way place. God knows exactly what He's doing by placing you there, and you are appreciated. A little today and much more in eternity. As we tell stories around the Crystal Sea, we'll remember all the incredible things that God has done through you and for you in these days. I want to introduce you to some voices in just a second, but before we do that, I want to give you just a little bit of an outline from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Let me read these verses for you. And He gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, or pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for works of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. We use this verse for a lot of things in the church, to talk about authority and ecclesiology. But I want to say three specific things about you, Pastor, on this Pastor Appreciation episode. First of all, if I read this verse correctly, you are God's gift to the church. I don't get a big head about that. It's not like you're God's gift to them, like the thing that they've always needed, the answer to it all. No. Understand this. And He gave. The word gave is didomai. It is a presentation of something. It's a Greek word that means it was an offering to make something better. And what did God give? He gave the apostles, prophets, evangelists, the pastors, shepherds, and teachers. That literally God gave the church you. Now, this is kind of in contradiction to what we see in a lot of ministry contexts and the way pastors talk. We say that we go into ministry and God gave us a church. That's actually the opposite of what this passage teaches. The first thing to remember is that it's always God's church. It's always His people. And that He gives the people in that church a gift. And the gift that He gives them is the leader that's called a pastor, a shepherd, a teacher. So literally, you are God's gift to the church. And you're a gift to the church for a couple of reasons, which are points 2 and 3 we'll get to in just a second. But I want to begin by this. Understand that God hasn't given you a church that you are, in a sense, owner or even manager of. We should steward our responsibilities, absolutely. But never forget, it's His church and His people. And you're a part of that church as well. But the gift that He gives that church, you literally are a gift that God has given that congregation. And again, there's a couple purposes for it. But before we get to those, I just asked several people in my community if they would express appreciation to pastors who are serving in places that they may not know personally, but that they know the heart of that kind of ministry, and a note of gratitude. So take just a second and hear these words of appreciation for you, Pastor, on this Pastor Appreciation Month.
Pastor, thank you so much for all that you do. I know it sometimes goes unnoticed and underappreciated, but not from me. I love you, and I am so thankful for all that you're doing.
Pastor, I appreciate you for the way you lead your people and the way you have accepted the calling God has given you. I grew up in a pastor's home, so I know what it's like being in that environment.
The thing I appreciate about pastors are just that they're always there for you. They appreciate what you do, and they see the small things you're doing, and they appreciate it. And when you have a problem, you can always go to them. You know they'll listen.
Pastor, I appreciate you and your willingness to be here and to show up and to love people every week.
Pastor, I appreciate your heart for the community.
Pastor, I appreciate the way you invest in my family and my marriage.
Pastor, I appreciate the way you take good care of your family as well as taking care of ours.
I hope those words were significant. I hope that they were compelling. I hope that they were touching to you. And even though you may not know the faces or the names, just know the sentiment is real. You are appreciated and you are loved. Back to Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12. You are God's gift to the church because He has given them this gift for two reasons. So point number 2 and point number 3, you're a gift for growth. It says in the passage in verse 12 that after all of these positions were given, to equip the saints for works of ministry for the building up of the body of Christ. And I know it sounds crazy because pastors are always looking for some kind of church growth plan. They're always looking for some kind of ministry option, going to a conference to look for the secret sauce or whatever it is that might help them take ministry to the next level. But if I read this correctly, and He gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for works of ministry for the building up of the body of Christ. It's not so much that you are to discover something. You're the gift God gave them. And through your teaching, your pastoring, your shepherding, your encouraging, your preaching, your loving, your leading, you will grow the church in the way that God wants you to grow the church. You don't need to find anything super special. You are the gift that God has given, and you were given for the purpose of building up the body of Christ. And how are you supposed to do that? Well, I can't really tell you because God's the one who made you, and He made you in a specific way, and He made you with certain talents and gifts. And it's in those things that God, knowing how He knit you together from the very womb and how He has trained you and brought you up to this very day, He now has given you as a gift to your congregation for the purpose of growing that church. Now, growth isn't always numerical growth. Growth can be spiritual growth. It can be relational growth. It can be discipleship growth. But He has given you as a gift to that local body, specifically to them, specifically you, as a gift of growth. Again, Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for works of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. You are God's gift to the church. You are a gift for growth. And you are, point number three, a gift of equipping for empowerment. This is one of the hardships of being a small church pastor. I've been told that the average church in America is now about 67 people. And one of the reasons that many believe that's the average number of the church is it takes one guy working his tail off. One guy working as a full-time pastor, whether they're bivo, covo, or getting paid full-time. One guy doing that, and he can effectively pastor and care for anywhere from about 50 to 100 people. It's probably why that number's about 67, because the average church thinks that the pastor is called to take care of them and do the ministry. But let me remind you, you're the gift that God gave the church, a gift to grow the church, and one of the ways that you grow it, to equip the saints for works of ministry. Yep, your gift to the church is to pick them up, shove them out of the pews, and get them busy about the work of the kingdom. Part of what it is that God is doing for the church is giving them a pastor, and that pastor can lead them to equipping and empowering for the work of the ministry. You see, you actually lead them to do the work. You equip them to do the work. Sharing the gospel, yes, you should do that, but you should equip them to share the gospel. Baptizing new believers, yes, you get to do that from time to time, but how great is it when a neighbor gets to baptize his neighbor, or a dad gets to baptize his kids, or a wife gets to baptize her friends? When we see the calling that God has put on us as the gift to the church to grow the church in whatever capacity, whether it's a heart growth, a discipleship growth, or numerical growth, and then we see that we are not called to put the entire church on our back and march it over the goal line every week, but instead we equip the church, inspire the church, we empower the church to do works of ministry. You see, you're in the ministry to help others do the ministry. I absolutely love the fact that you are the gift to the church. You are meant to be a gift to help them grow, but you are there for the gift of equipping. Now, one of the things I remember in the early days, our bulletin at our church used to say, Pastor Andy Addis, and then there was a line for the worship pastor and then the student pastor. But at the very end, and I thought it was a little cheeky, but I really do kind of miss it. It used to say, ministers, the entire congregation. And that is a mindset that we need to return to. We need to remember that God has put us in a position that we would lead others, that we would help them move in the direction of ministry. You, Pastor, I appreciate you. I am so thankful for you. And at the Rural Pastor Podcast, if no one has patted you on the back, if no one has given you a tray of cookies, if there is no one who's given you the gift card and the note of encouragement, hear it from me. You are exactly who God made you to be a gift to the church. You are there to help them grow. And the way that you do that isn't through some exotic, weird thing you haven't discovered. It's through the giftings that he's already given you to preach, to lead, and to love. And finally, your job is not to do this alone, but it is to equip those who are growing to join you arm in arm, a kingdom army, pushing back the darkness with the gospel light of Jesus Christ. You have an opportunity to make a difference. And I'm telling you something, whether you realize or not, you are making a difference. Many blessings. I wish that you could hear this in a way that would encourage and inspire you. And I look forward to hopefully coming back in a week or so with some more content that will hopefully lift you up and move you in a positive direction. But between now and then, whether you've received those accolades or moments of gratitude or not, receive them now. Thanks for being faithful and the man that God made you to be so that you can serve and be the gift that God wants to put on the church for their growth and their equipping. And together, one day, we will celebrate. many blessings, and we'll see you again real soon on another episode of the Rural Pastor Podcast.
Like the prophet Jeremiah, you may be the one to go to the dying and the broken with a message of hope. To that church on the corner of that forgotten little town with a room of empty pews where his love can still be found. You may never know of all the seeds you sow, but it just takes one willing soul to make it known.
Thank you for joining us on the Rural Pastor Podcast. Special thanks to Chosen Road for our incredible theme music and to 180 Digital for their corporate sponsorship and making all the technical things possible. Rural church leader, we want to remind you that your work is important, that you are important, and that you are not alone. See you again soon for another edition of the Rural Pastor Podcast.